This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Vaccines created in laboratories that use aborted fetal cell lines may be causing autism. The study creating this uproar from this month's Journal of Public Health and Epidemiology comes just after a whistleblower admitted covering up information suggesting that black boys receiving MMR vaccination before age 3 were at increased risk for autism. Dr. Teresa Deischer says parents and physicians have a right to know how vaccines have been corrupted and how they can be changed. Gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist is teaming up with Planned Parenthood to help him become governor of Florida. But an ad that says incumbent pro-life Governor Rick Scott has been consistently wrong on women's issues is being shot down by a Florida senator, Anna Terry Flores. She says abortion legislation isn't anti-woman, and that it is about new life. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
Other headlines, in a case that exposes the abhorrence of assisted suicide, a Minnesota nurse has been convicted of preying on at least 2 depressed persons who committed suicide. The convicted nurse says he will appeal the judge's decision. And some abortion advocates in San Francisco call opposition of sex selection abortion bans racist. The city council there seems posed to go on record opposing the banning of sex selection abortions. This has been Life News Radio.